The self-serve drink idea, how did that come about?
Well, we invented that. Wyatt Phillips took that on. You know, he was marketing guy for us, and he took that on, and we began to experiment with it. It was an immediate success because other people didn't have it. Now everybody has it, but we were the first people to do that.
What was his name?
Wyatt Phillips. Came from Atlanta. We'd fired our advertising agency. A guy who was a friend of mine in high school who lived in Atlanta, I was talking to him on the phone one day, just as old friends, and he said, you know, I've got this friend here, Wyatt Phillips, and he's down on his luck because he's been in the hospital. He's been ill, and he's a young guy, but he'd had kidney stones, something else, and because he had an agency there. He said, you ought to hire him to figure out who your advertising agent ought to be. So he came and he drove the market, and we drove the market together and so forth. And he said, you have lousy signs. So I don't know. We ended up hiring him. He came up with a big QT and quit talking about Quick Trip. All the Quick Trip's still on the deal, but you could see that QT a mile away. People would say, God, you're building stores everywhere. I said, no, I'm not. It's the signs.
All of a sudden they were noticing him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He invented Lamar, and you know, he did a great job for us. And he grew up and got bored and was ready to do something else. But we had him for a long time, and he was great help, and he's still a great friend.
When he said, well, we could have self-serve drink, you thought,
oh, yeah.
Go, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah.
The Quick Trip Kitchens, how was that born?
Oh, that came with Chet.
Your son, Chet.
Son, Chet, because when he became CEO, and we knew we were weak in food. And that's the driving force that we're pushing right now. We're still not very good at it, but we have commissaries and we have bakeries in all but one of our markets, and we're under construction there, and that's Dallas. But we're serving all of our stores except the Dallas stores with bakery and with fresh sandwiches every day. That's been a $30 million investment to get that lined up, and then losing money in those things until we get enough volume and enough trained people to really get good at it.
So that's the status of that today.
Yeah.
2009.
Yeah.
Some feelings of the way it was for you when you were starting out.
We'll make it work. We'll make it work. We know we have to make it work because it's immediate consumption and you don't sell cans of stuff. People don't cook.
And so the concept of letting somebody else supply that to you wouldn't work. You wanted to control it yourself.
Yes. We learned a long time ago that if somebody else is doing it, we won't get the quality. They're going to cut on cheese or they're going to cut on whatever the good ingredients are. They're going to not start out that way. And then, you know, we've got them squeezed down and they're trying to make money. And so we just have to be the ones that lose money to get up to volume to make it work. And the bakeries make money now. Not a lot, but the bakeries are okay. But the sandwich part of it is still losing money. And we work through that. I mean, it's just one of those things that we have to be a destination for gasoline, for pop, for cigarettes, for a lot of things. We have to be really good at it, and we have to get better at food.
And you're still working on that?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Your biggest
okay.
Challenge today?
Yeah, and we're okay in Tulsa because we did it first here. But it's really new in Kansas City and St. Louis and Omaha and a lot of places. And it's real new in Atlanta, and it's real new in other places, too. So it just